Ladies and gentlemen, we present 30 minutes worth of Harry Worth.
How do you do? My name is Harry Worth. Now, some of you may ask, why does he always say that? Others may say, is it necessary to say that? And yet again, others may ask, why doesn't he say something else? But I hope you won't, because I don't want this to develop into an argument. Now, a very exciting story for you. It is called The Insurance Stamps, and it is about the civil service. I beg your pardon. Well, it's a job, I suppose. Somebody has to do it. But isn't it amazing how they have a language all of their own? They do, you know. I wrote them a simple letter some time ago. It went like this. Dear sir, could I have a new dustbin? This morning, I received a reply. I'll read it to you. To Miss Rach Worth, 52 Acacia Avenue. Dear sir or madam. There you are, confusion already. Regarding your communication of the 13th inst, we respectfully advise you that under the provision of subsection 4, paragraph 6, brackets B, clause A, of the Woodbridge Borough Council's statutory bylaw 102, this particular problem is only applicable to those premises which are included in the Housing Act of 1949. Well, I think you'll agree with me, it's clear so far. But from now on, it does get rather complicated. So, eyes down. Therefore, your case can only be dealt with by special application to the borough surveyor, whose concern is unusual cases not covered by any bylaw, clause, or housing act referred to heretofore. I am, sir, your obedient servant, J. Pringle, town clerk. You know, I've been studying this letter all day, and I've reached this conclusion. The town clerk's name is Mr. Pringle. However, I've solved the problem of my dustbin. I put all my rubbish in the one next door. And my neighbour doesn't seem to mind a bit. He's a nice fellow, Mr. Pringle. Yeah. Where was I? Oh, yes, insurance stamps. Now, acting on a letter, I beg your pardon, communication, which I received from a Mr. Benson of the Men of Penn and Nat Inns, I went along to Sun Life House. It's a large building that contains all various departments of the local civil service. I found it all very confusing. Well, you see, each department was on a separate floor. And there was one of those lifts that are automatic. Need I say more? Fortunately, there was a commissionaire there, ready and willing to assist me.
Good morning, sir.
Ah, good morning. Is this Sunlight House?
Yes, can I help you, sir?
Ah, that's very kind of you.
Not at all.
Ah, it's a real pleasure to meet somebody who's prepared to help his fellow man.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
We should all help one another, and having said all that, how can I help you?
I'm supposed to be helping you, sir.
You're helping me, of course you were. Now, tell me, where is the Men of Penn and Nat Inns?
Men of who and what?
No, Men of Penn and Nat Inns. Well, that's what it says on this letter they sent me.
Oh, you want the Ministry of Pensions and National Insurance. Second floor. Take the lift there, sir. It's automatic.
Ah, thank you very much, old friend.
He's a bit of a funny one.
Morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, Mr. Benson. I'll get the lift down for you.
Thank you.
Not a very bright morning, is it, sir?
No, it looks a bit like rain.
Lift won't be a moment.
Is it right or left?
I beg your pardon?
Men of Penn, is it right or left?
It's neither.
Just a moment. You look very much like the fellow I met on the ground floor.
I am the fellow on the ground floor.
How did you manage to get up here before me, then? Don't tell me you ran up all those stairs.
This is the ground floor.
Oh, is it really? Oh. That means I'm back from where I've been without going there.
Excuse me, I'd like to use the lift. I'm in rather a hurry.
Certainly. We will use it together. I always like company when I'm traveling. Now, what floor do you want?
Second.
Second it is.
The fool, he's gone without me.
Ministry of Pensions and National Insurance. No, Mr. Benson hasn't arrived yet. Yes, I'll tell him. Goodbye. He's late this morning, Mr. Parker.
Oh, here he is now, Miss Taylor. Good morning, Mr. Benson.
Is it?
Oh, is there something the matter, sir?
There certainly is. I just spent the last 5 minutes going up and down in the lift like a yo-yo.
Oh, is there something wrong with it?
No, but there is with the lunatic who was in it.
Oh, there was was a phone call for you, sir, from head office. Mr. Penrose is going to visit us today.
Penrose, the regional officer? You better get this office tidied, Parker.
Very good, Mr. Benson.
And Miss Taylor, you get back in the outer office and try to look busy.
Well, that won't be difficult, sir. We're still short of a clerk.
Well, you better go down and see Mr. Hunt from the Labour Exchange. Ask him, can they let us have a temporary clerk?
Very good, Mr. Benson.
Hello, Commissioner, please. Hello, Benson here, Sergeant. Look, Mr. Penrose, the regional officer, is arriving today. Keep your eyes open. Yes, I did get here eventually. What? I don't know. The last I saw that fool, he was on his way up to the housing department. Come in.
Excuse me, Mr. Benson.
Yes, Parker?
There's a Mr. Worth outside. He's called about his insurance card.
Well, can't you deal with him?
I think you'd better see him, sir. He should have brought it in 6 months ago. We have written to him.
Oh, yes, I remember. I have the file here. I want to see this fellow. Send him in, will you?
Will you come in, Mr. Worth?
Ah, thank you.
Ah, good morning, Miss...
Yes,
No, it's you.
Ah, yes, of course. If it isn't my old travelling companion.
All right, Parker, you can go.
So you're the men of Penn and Nattins.
Sit down, Mr. Worth.
Oh, very kind of you. Thank you very much.
I have your file here, Mr. Worth, and you may be interested to know that since the beginning of June, we have sent you 4 letters asking you to let us have your insurance card. And up to now, you've ignored them all.
No, I'm afraid you're wrong.
Am I?
Definitely. As soon as I got your first letter, I made a note in my diary. Here it is. I'll read it. Send card to Min of Penn and Nat Inn.
In that case, where is it?
Ah, I posted it to you yesterday.
Ah, well, it should be here in my mail, then.
Yeah, there it is. That's the one. I recognize the handwriting.
Good. What the devil's this? To dear old auntie in bed with flu, this little card I send to you. Please get well as soon as you're able, from Tiddles and me to you and Mabel.
Oh. Ah, yes, I've made a mistake, haven't I?
It would appear so.
You're curious to know who Mabel is. It's a budget.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Tiddles is my cat. You've got the get well card for Auntie, and she's got my insurance card.
Well, I want that. According to your file, you have yet to surrender your card, fully stamped, for 52 weeks at 14 and tuppence per week.
Yeah, but I can explain. You see, I didn't think you'd want my card back.
And why not?
Because it isn't fully stamped for 52 weeks at 14 and tuppence per week.
Well, how many weeks is it stamped for?
None.
Why haven't you put any stamps on?
Why? Well, your insurance costs 14 and tuppence a week. I've got a much cheaper policy with another firm. And it only costs me 2 shillings a week.
That is private insurance. National insurance is where you make compulsory contributions.
Is it really?
Yes. If you don't want to get into trouble, you'll have to stamp an insurance card for 12 months at 14 and tuppence per week. Total amount will be £36, 14 shillings and 8 pence.
Well, I might manage the 14 and 8 pence. I haven't got £36 to throw away on a few stamps.
Then you'll have to get it from somewhere.
Oh, yes, it's easy to say. It's a lot of money, you know.
Of course it is, but it's to supply you with medical services if you're ill.
Ah, if I'm ill. Would you overlook it if I promised to try and keep fit?
No. 14 and tuppence per week is the rate, according to your classification, which we have down here as self-employed. However, if you change your classification, you could pay less.
We're getting somewhere now, aren't we?
I'll give you a hypothetical case.
Yes.
Let us assume that a Mr. Brown is self-employed.
Yes.
His insurance stamp will cost him 14 and tuppence per week.
Yes, £36, 14 and 8 pence per year.
Exactly. Mm. Now then, Mr. Brown stops being self-employed and starts to work for Mr. Jones.
Yes.
In this case, Mr. Brown and Mr. Jones pay a joint contribution, and Mr. Brown's share is now only 10 and 7 pence.
But could Mr. Brown be as ill for 10 and 7 pence as he was for 14 and tuppence?
Just as ill, Mr. Worth.
Oh.
I can't argue with you any longer. I'm afraid you'll have to get your insurance card fully stamped.
Where am I going to get all that money?
Well, if you take my advice, you'll start by getting a job.
Getting a job? Still, it's a thought. Better men than me have done it. Yes, that's the answer. I'll get myself a job. I will buy myself a newspaper this very night.
I suggest you try the employment exchange downstairs.
Thank you. I didn't realize they sold newspapers. me, old friend.
Oh, it's you again. What do you want now?
Well, I have a complaint to make.
What about?
Well, I've just been to apply for a job, and the interview was most unfair. They asked me a lot of questions.
Oh, what's unfair about that?
Well, I couldn't answer them. Now, tell me, do you know who has the right of way on the roundabout?
What? Which floor was this?
Third.
No wonder. That's the Ministry of Transport driving tests. I thought you wanted the Ministry of Pensions.
So I did. They told me to go to the Employment Exchange.
And you made a mistake and went to the third floor.
No, I made a mistake and went to the sixth floor.
Right. Follow me.
Where are we going?
Ministry of Labor.
Are you after a job as well?
You see that door over there?
Yes.
What does it say on it?
Gentlemen.
No, not that one. The other one.
Ah, Men of Labor, Employment Exchange.
Just go in there and ask for Mr. Hunter.
Yeah, thank you very much. As we remarked earlier, helping each other is a calling, a vocation, and further... Oh, he's gone. Now for Mr. Hunter. Am I right for Mr. Hunter?
Oh, yes, indeed, yes. What can I do for you?
I want to become employed so that I can earn enough to pay for my stamps, then I can be unemployed and draw my benefits.
Take your pardon.
In a nutshell, I want a job.
Oh, well, you've come to the right place then, haven't you? Eh?
Yes.
My word, yes. Well. Yes. Yes, well, could I have your name?
Harry Worth.
Harry Worth. Address?
52 Acacia Avenue.
52 Acacia Avenue. Well, now, are you employed at the moment, Mr. Worth?
No.
Ah, well, then you're unemployed.
No.
No? Well, now, come, Mr. Worth, please. I mean, either you're employed or you're unemployed.
No, self-employed.
Self-employed?
Hmm.
Well, what do you do?
Nothing. You see, I'm of independent means. Auntie gives me an allowance.
Oh, I see. Yes. Quite, yes. Well, now, I'd like some information about your background, please. Now, what kind of school did you go to?
Well, it was rather an old building, really. It was pulled down last year to make room for a cinema.
Yes. But what was the name?
The Roxy.
Was it an elementary school?
Oh, very elementary. You should have seen the plumbing.
Yes. Now, Mr. Webb, can you remember what year you left? Now, think.
1933.
Yes, and you're sure about that?
Oh, yeah, positive.
Yes, honey, I mean, it's no use my writing it down if it isn't correct, is it?
Hmm? Not at all. It was definitely 1933.
Good, thank you.
Just a moment, though.
Oh, no. Left school approximately 1933.
Yes, approximately, yes.
Now, what was your first job after you left school?
I worked in a solicitor's office.
Yes, and how long were you there?
Do you want it exactly or approximately?
Approximately will do.
Well, in that case, about an hour and a half.
An hour and a half?
Approximately. You see, they sent me out to get some milk for the tea break. And whilst I was... I forgot where I was working.
Mr. Worth, what was your next job?
Joining the army.
I see. And what did you do in the army?
Well, first of all, I was in the pay office looking after the wages of the company.
Pay office. What came after that?
The mutiny. Then they moved me into the clothing store.
Clothing store.
Mm.
After that?
The second mutiny. Then I was moved to the cookhouse, which brought about...
Oh, don't tell me. The third mutiny.
No, the court-martial.
Court-martial?
Yes, just because I accidentally burnt something while doing the breakfast.
The toast?
The cookhouse.
Well, really, Mr. Worth, you know, it's rather difficult to know what to do with you.
Yes, I expect I am somewhat of a problem. I'm sure we can solve it together. What have you got to offer?
Well, it just so happens that there is a vacancy for a temporary clerk in civil service. How does that sound to you?
What, civil service? Oh, I don't know about that. I don't want the neighbors to make fun of me, you know.
Mr. Worth.
Yes.
I know that we civil servants are often the object of ridicule. But let me assure you that we do an honest job of work. Oh, my word, yes.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Yes.
And I know the things that people say about us. Yes, about the cushy time we have. Tea breaks every hour, 2 hours off for lunch, and time off for football matches.
Really? Well, in that case, I'll be delighted to be a civil servant.
Delighted. Oh, you will.
I don't care what the neighbors say. If I can get tea breaks every hour, 2 hours for lunch, and time off for football matches...
Excuse me a moment, please. Yes. I'll just telephone the department concerned.
Very well.
Hello, Mr. Benson. Thank you. Oh, hello, Mr. Benson. Hunter here. I've got a fellow here who may be some help to you. Purely on a temporary basis. Yes, temporary. Yes, very well. I'll send him up then. Goodbye. All right, Mr. Worth, you start off as a temporary clerk. Just take this card up to Mr. Benson, second floor.
Mr. Benson, second floor.
Yes, and hurry. Remember, he who hesitates is lost.
Strike while the iron's hot.
Procrastination is the thief of time.
People who live in glass houses should undress in the dark.
Hello, Commissioner here, Swiss Ward. Look, tell Mr. Benson that the regional office has just arrived. Yes, his car's just pulled up outside. Better ring around all the departments and tip them off.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, Mr. Penrose. I'll get the lift for you.
Don't bother, I'll walk. I want to visit each floor while I'm here.
Very good, sir.
Oh, and by the way, I've left my briefcase in the car. Would you get it for me?
Oh, yes, certainly, sir.
I'll be in the Ministry of Labour.
Pardon me, is this the second floor?
No, this is the ground floor.
Can't be. The man on the ground floor wears a uniform.
This is the ground floor.
Well, if you say so, am I to argue? Can I give you a lift? Can I give you a lift? I thought it was funny.
I'm only going along here.
Are you going to the employment exchange?
As a matter of fact, I am.
After a job, eh? Ask for Mr. Hunter. He'll fix you up all right. Oh, my word, yes. Ah, yes, this looks like the place. J. Benson. Please knock and enter.
Oh, good morning. Can I help you?
No, I'm looking for Mr. Benson.
Oh, I'm afraid he's just slipped outside.
Oh, I am sorry. I hope he hasn't hurt himself.
Oh, no. I mean, he's just gone out.
Oh, how silly of me.
Can I help you? I'm his secretary, Miss Taylor.
Well, you could tell me just where I hang my hat, would you?
What do you want?
I'm coming here to work, purely on a temporary basis.
Oh, you'll be the new clerk, then?
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, you better put your things in this cloak cupboard here.
Ah, thank you.
There we are. Now, come and sit down here. This is your desk.
Very well.
I say, You wouldn't like to buy a raffle ticket, would you?
For the desk?
No, for the staff party.
Ah, there I go. Yeah, yeah.
We have one every year.
It's always a pleasure to help a good cause. How much are they?
Sixpence each, or half a crown a book.
It's reasonable. I'll take one.
Oh, good. Here's the book.
Here's your sixpence.
You only want one ticket.
Ah, why should I be mean about it? I'll have two.
Oh, here you are, then.
Thank you. Tell me, when are you having this party of yours?
On Friday. Oh, you will come, won't you? There's always a shortage of men.
Is there really?
Yes. And I'd much prefer dancing with a man.
Well, I prefer it the other way round, myself.
Oh, you are funny.
Really?
Whatever does your wife think of you?
Well, see, wife...
Yes. Isn't there a Mrs. Worth?
No, I'm not married.
Oh, aren't you engaged or anything?
No, I'm not engaged or anything. I very nearly once was, though, yes.
Oh, what happened?
Well, it was terrible. You see, I took this young lady home to dinner. It was all very pleasant. I can see it now. There we were, side by side on the settee.
Yes?
Radiogram playing softly in the background. Firelight flickering on the wallpaper.
Yes.
I put my arm round her, and her head slipped gently onto my shoulder.
Yes?
And it was then that I did something that was unforgivable.
What?
I fell asleep. Mind you, I think it was the elderberry wine.
Oh. What did she say?
Nothing. When I woke up, she'd gone. I've never seen her since.
Well, you can't blame her, really.
No, perhaps you're right, Miss Taylor.
You can call me Mavis.
Ah, Mavis. That's very kind of you, Miss Taylor.
Well, what's your name?
Mr. Worth.
No, I mean your Christian name.
Harold.
Harold.
Well, Harry.
Well, I think we ought to get started.
Ah, where are we going?
Well, I mean to do some work.
Ah, that's what we came for, isn't it? Now, what shall I do first?
Well, I've got to go down to the post office with these circulars.
No, no, no. Allow me. I will post them for you.
Well, will you, Harry?
Certainly, Mavis.
Well, you better take this money for the stamps.
Yes, I'll go right away.
Oh, just a minute, though. I've got to go down and see about the draw for the raffle. Can you look after the office while I'm away?
Certainly, I can. Off you go, Mavis.
Bye-bye, then. I won't be long.
Ah, what a charming girl. I'm going to enjoy working here.
Ah, good morning.
Ah, oh, it's you. Did you get a job from Mr. Hunter?
I beg your pardon. Do you work here?
I do, and a very cushy job it is.
What exactly do you mean, a cushy job?
Well, it's like this. Tea breaks every hour, 2 hours for lunch, time off for football match if you wish.
Oh, it's like that, is it?
Yeah, didn't Mr. Hunter tell you?
No, he didn't. I think I'd better have a word with Mr. Benson.
Well, suit yourself. It won't do any good. I was here first, and I'm unfortunate for you. I've got the job.
We'll see about that.
Funny man, really. Still, I expect he's disappointed in not getting the job. Perhaps I should put in a good word for him.
Ah, Miss Taylor, Mr. Worth, what the devil are you doing here?
Well, I'm waiting to see a Mr. Benson.
I am Mr. Benson.
Oh.
And I haven't time to bother with you now. I've already told you the employment exchange is downstairs.
Of course it is, but Mr. Hunter sent me up here to get a job with you.
Get a job with me?
Yes, purely on a temporary basis.
How very interesting. I can't think of anyone I'd rather employ than you.
Ah, is that wonderful? Yes. I can see we've got off to a good start now. What would you like me to do?
Get out.
Anything you say. Where shall I go?
As far as I'm concerned, you can go to Timbuktu, and you can take Mr. Hunter with you.
Very well. Mr. Hunter.
It's you, Mr. Worth. Did you see Mr. Benson?
Yes, and I am a little confused. He told me to go to Timbuktu.
Oh, did he? Yes. Well, it was rather a frivolous attitude to take.
He said you could go as well.
Oh, he did he?
Yes.
Oh, well. We'll soon see about that then. Oh, yes, my word, yes. Now, you go back upstairs, Mr. Worth, to Benson's office. He'll have to apologize when I've finished with him. Timbuktu.
Hello, Ministry of Pensions, Benson here.
I beg your pardon, Hunter. Don't you take that tone with me. How dare you?
What was that all about, Benson?
I'm sorry about that, Mr. Penrose. It's Hunter in the employment exchange. He's taken leave of his senses.
He's not the only one. After that cock and bull story your clerk told me about football matches.
I can't understand that, Mr. Penrose. It's not like Parker. Anyway, I sent for him, so we'll get to the bottom of it.
I hope so. For your sake.
Come in.
You sent for me, sir?
Yes, Parker, I did. What's all this nonsense you've been telling Mr. Penrose here? Football matches and tea breaks.
Me, sir?
Oh, now, just a moment, Benson. This isn't the man.
It isn't?
No.
Then who was it?
Ah, pardon me, gentlemen.
Ah, that's the fellow.
Ah, my old job hunting friend. Did you get fixed up?
I am the regional officer.
Are you? Well done. Yes. You stepped into a very good job. I'm only a temporary clerk.
Ex-temporary clerk.
Benson, I owe you an apology.
And I owe an apology to Parker.
Well, who owes me an apology? Mr. Hunter said I'd get one.
Mr. Worth, kindly leave my office.
Very well. I'll get on with my job. I still have all those circulars to post.
You haven't got a job. You're fired. Sacked. Dismissed.
Are you trying to tell me I'm not wanted?
I am. And another thing, unless we receive your insurance card fully stamped by tomorrow morning, we will start legal proceedings against you.
Oh, so that's the way the cookie crumbles, is it? Sacked with ignominy. Very well, gentlemen. I shall go, but before I do, there is one small point you may have overlooked.
What is it?
Well, could you give me a reference?
Get it? Oh! I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Penrose.
It's quite all right, Benson.
Come in.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Benson.
What is it, Miss Taylor?
Oh, I'm looking for Mr. Worth.
Well, he's just been sacked.
Oh, I better see if I can catch him up.
Why, what's the matter?
He's just won first prize in the raffle. £40.
Again, old friend.
Good morning.
Min a pen and net ins. I will take the lift.
Shall I come with you?
No, I know the way. I used to work here, you know.
Second floor.
Hello? Put me through to Mr. Benson. Quick, it's urgent. Hello? He's here, Mr. Benson. Yes, that nutty Worth. He's just got into the lift. No, he's gone down to the basement, but he'll get to you eventually.
He's on his way, Parker. Now, let's get rid of him as quickly as we can. We don't want any more trouble like yesterday. Let him in, Parker.
Very good, sir.
Ah, my old colleagues, and how are all the workers this morning?
Have you got your insurance card, Mr. Worth?
Yes, here it is. But first of all, may I apologize?
Apologize? What for?
Well, you remember me saying I had all your circulars to post.
What about it?
Well, I got the insurance stamps at the same time as I bought the postage stamps.
Never mind all this. Is your card fully stamped?
Yes, but unfortunately with threepenny postage stamps.
Where are the insurance stamps?
On the circulars. However, you should have a great deal of difficulty getting them back. I've written all the names and addresses down for you. Now, Mr. Banerjee might be a problem. He's in Ceylon. Still, you could drop him a line, couldn't you?
Just heard 30 minutes worth of Harry Worth. The people you confused were Derek Garner, Anthony Sharp, John Graham, Gwendolyn Watts, Fred Ferris, and Joe Grapp. The recorded program was written by Vince Powell and Frank Roscoe and produced by James Casey.